You guys sleep all right? Good. Well, if you have your Bibles, could you please turn to Romans 12 for me? And while you guys are turning there, I have my last bobblehead. This was my favorite one. Emperor Palpatine. So, Romans 12. And for some of you Star Wars geeks, this is probably going to be your favorite one too. My question is this morning, who has the most letters in their name? And that is first, middle, and last name. So, count that up. Most letters. Throw out a number for me. Who has a lot of letters in their name? 20? Does anybody have more than 20? What do you have? We have 21 in the back. What do you got? She has 22. Twenty-two is the number. 23? All right. We have a winner. 26? That's a mouthful. All right. It goes to this gentleman in the back. You're welcome, buddy. Merry Christmas. All right. Well, some of you guys, as you came late, we're going to be in Romans 12 this morning. Romans 12. Everybody say preparation. Everybody say meditation. And everybody say dedication. Say it again, dedication. I am someone that loves Netflix. How many of you guys love Netflix? Or anything like that, like Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime is amazing. I am someone, me and my wife, we will like start watching a show, whether it's good or bad, and we are hooked. I don't know why, but we just love binge watching Netflix. There's just something about it, and you sit down, you veg out, and it's like awesome. It's weird. Another thing for me is I love video games. How many of you guys love video games? Again, good or bad, if I start a video game, I gotta finish it. It's just how I am. I like to see something to the end, and I end up dedicating my life to, or a series of my life, to these things, and it's weird, but I think we all do it in some form or another. Maybe it's not Netflix, maybe it's not video games. Another thing I really love is basketball. So I will sit down. It's really funny because my wife isn't like a huge fan of sports, and she'll tell you that. But I love sports, and I love seeing games to their entirety. It's like yesterday, I wanted to finish my plate so I could get back up here so I could watch the end of the game. Like, I love it. I love knowing things about it. In this weekend, I want to read this passage real quick. We're going to be Romans 12, verses 1 through 2. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We got a lot in the time we've been here for Snow Trip. The messages were fantastic. And we got our fill of a lot of things that we could be correcting as we go home now. The thing is what tends to happen sometimes is We hear these messages and we forget them the second we get into the van and drive home. The word dedication here, that another word, whenever it says to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, another word there could actually be to dedicate your bodies as a living sacrifice. To dedicate. And this whole mindset of what I'm, when I say that with Netflix and with video games, I like to see them to the end of their entirety. That's what I know God wants us to do. When we hear these messages, when we're listening to God's word and we're meditating on it, He wants us to see this in our lives. He wants us to dedicate ourselves to it, to its entirety, to the end. That it actually says at one point that He wants us to endure till the end, dedicating ourselves to His word, to His message, to what Ben has been talking about, and living this life for God and walking with Him and finding that joy and finding that love that He has for us and realizing who we are in Christ. So as you walk out of here, dedicate yourselves to Christ. Dedicate yourself to this message that He has for us, that Ben has been hammering home for us this entire weekend. And whenever you get back, don't just discard it. Don't halfway watch the Netflix season. Finish it. Finish it in its entirety. And dedicate yourself to it. Alright? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone in this room. God, we thank You for the message that You have brought to us this weekend.